Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. A quick survey. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Would you be so kind as to share some of your time and some of your opinions about the upcoming election?
Sure.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, allow me just a second. Let me go ahead and start the survey real quick. You aren't registered. Now, as you know, there's going to be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices also, like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will vote in the Republican primary.
Okay. Now, answer me this, please. If you feel favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, opinion about each of the following people and organizations. The first person is Clint Dan Horn. Do you feel very favorable for him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards him?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. What about Joyce Chapman?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Shayla Jackson Lee?
Yes.
When you say yes, do you mean very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very
somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat, okay. What about Danny Norris?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Harold Dutton?
Very unfavorable.
Now, the next one is an institution or an organization. This is the Houston Independent School District. Do you feel
somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you, sir. Your answer has been recorded. The next question. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Now, which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support it? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose it because a state takeover of our local community and elected teachers know best how to run the schools?
I absolutely support it.
Okay. Now, in March, there will be a Democratic primary, right, for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I would not vote for any of them.
But like knowing what you already know about them, right? Do you really not lean towards any of them?
I do not lean towards any of them. I'm a captive in a deep blue district.
I understand, sir. Now, that is a valid answer. It is, you know, one answer that can be given, so it has been recorded. Now, we're already 50% through the survey. We thank you so very much for sharing your time with us, sir. The next question is, here are a few statements about the current long-time state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each of these statements as either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative, right? So the first statement towards Harold Dutton is that he supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Does that make
favorable.
You feel positive?
Okay. Yes,
would that
somewhat
be
favorable.
Somewhat, okay. The next statement about him is he worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Next bit about him is that Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Next statement about him is that he has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Next one is about him also. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that can criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Next statement about him is that he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. I kind of read
somewhat,
that. If you like,
somewhat
I
favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, you understood. Thank you. So somewhat favorable. Last one about him is that Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. With this, we're about 70% complete with the survey. Next question is, based on the information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? I know we already asked you this once, but, you know, new information that you've heard. Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
I'm not going to vote for anyone in the Democratic primary.
I remember your answer about that. Okay, next one. Now, these next questions are just to kind of, for our research, to see where the information is coming from, right? Could you please tell me if your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, I'm sorry, yeah, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
I am over 65.
Okie dokes. Do you own or rent your own place or residence?
I own my residence.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Do you have any children that are currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. And do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No, my grandchildren are in other districts.
I understand. Okay, that completes the survey. Sir, again, we thank you so very much for helping us with this research. We hope you have a great evening, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.